Our special segment tonight, Illinois State of Wine. For years, France, Italy, and Northern California have been highly regarded for the quality wines they produce. But now, aspiring winemakers from New York to Michigan to Illinois, yes, Illinois, are growing and importing grapes as they attempt the difficult task of making a good wine. Good wine, of course, defined differently depending on who's doing the tasting. So, from Long Grove to Galena to Maconda, it's all part of an Illinois State of Wine. It is spring at Valentino Vineyards in Long Grove, the time when the grapevines, barren all winter, are again showing signs of life.
They're starting to leaf out, and these are the little mini clusters right here.
It's what Rudolph Valentino Di Tommaso considers prime grape growing real estate. He's planted 6,000 vines over 20 acres, and during the fall harvest, they are lush.
I think most of the people are surprised that this fine of a quality of wine can be produced here in the Midwest.
10 years ago, Rudy Di Tommaso was a home builder and had a chance to develop this entire property, which would have earned him millions. Instead, he developed this into a labor of love, Valentino Vineyards, and he has no regrets.
But I really enjoy what I'm doing, and everything's not about money.
Di Tommaso is one of the few vintners that grows all of the grapes he uses. He ages the wine in oak barrels, then releases it to the public. Award-winning wines designed for a more sophisticated palate.
I enjoy the expression on my customers' faces when they come here and taste the wine.
There are more than 50 wineries in Illinois. Many, like the well-known Linfrid Winery in Roselle, bring in their grapes from elsewhere. Galena Cellars has produced numerous award-winning wines in recent years. So popular, it's branched out, opening up a tasting room in far west suburban Geneva. Brother and sister Scott and Christine Lawler produce 40 different kinds of wines, from sweet white to dry red. She's the winemaker, he's the businessman.
We're looking for that perfect grape.
The reason we're making that many different varieties is it gives us a lot of cross-section, because in the Midwest here, we have a lot of different wine drinkers.
Meantime, in downstate Maconda, they're so bullish on Illinois wine at the new Blue Sky Vineyard, the owners have nearly finished construction on a state-of-the-art facility, which will include vast vineyards, an impressive bottling facility, and an ornate tasting room. It opens Memorial Day weekend.
Most of our wine that we make is made from locally produced fruit. About 75 to 80% of it.
But the truth is, it's harder to make elite wines in Illinois. The cold climate in the winter and even the spring can undermine the growth of the grapes. And then there's this to consider.
The wines have to be very, very good for very, very little money. I don't see that happening with Illinois wines for the wine-drinking public.
Howard Silverman owns Howard's Wine Cellar on West Belmont. A wine merchant and connoisseur, we asked him to taste several Illinois wines. His input ranged from thoroughly impressed.
There are no flaws to this wine. It's a beautifully crafted wine.
To less impressed.
This is your tourist red wine. This is the kind of red wine that a not everyday kind of wine drinker would enjoy.
Illinois winemakers have heard the criticisms and they know the challenges they face to produce better wines, yet they remain undeterred.
We're producing some pretty fine quality.
Eventually we are going to come up with the perfect grape in each particular area that we can grow and grow best or better than any other place in the world can grow.
Really?
And that's what we're looking for.
Recently, Governor Rod Blagojevich earmarked several hundred thousand dollars to promote Illinois wines and the tourism those wineries could generate. Now, if you'd like to learn more about Illinois wineries, just log on to abc7chicago.com and we will provide you a link to those sites.